Go to any public event in Warren County, and State Representative Jody Richards is sure to be there.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Doing all right today?
Yes.
Good. Hello there, young man. How are you? You all right today? Good to see you.
Richards is a 40-year incumbent and a fixture in Democratic politics. His challenger is Republican Melinda Hill, a Bowling Green City Commissioner and Mayor Pro Tem. In one neighborhood in the middle of the day, Hill's door knocking stirs up a few dogs, but not their owners. She leaves some campaign literature and moves on to the next house.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Fine, thank you. I'm Melinda Hill, and I'm running for state representative. Wanted to come by and give you this card and ask for your vote on November 8th.
The biggest issue driving Hill to Frankfort is the state's public pension system.
And it concerns me that past leadership has allowed our state to get in this financial hole. We've been ranked one of the worst in the country.
With the pension system nearly $40 billion in the hole, Hill says the legislature must fix the deficit, but also reorganize the system for new hires. As a former tax accountant for Fruit of the Loom, she wants to be part of that discussion. Richards has spent four decades in the House and many of those in leadership. He's the longest serving House Speaker in Kentucky history. According to the veteran lawmaker, there's something to say for experience and longevity.
Knowing how to get things done, I think that's probably the most important thing.
Hill says her race against Richards is nothing personal. In fact, she was a page for him when he took office in 1976. But she's a firm believer in term limits.
40 years is entirely too long, no matter what your political affiliation is. I kind of use the example, when you first start a new job, that excitement, the way you want to please everyone. You want to make sure every I is dotted, every T is crossed. And the more you become comfortable with that job, you may start slacking off. 40 years, you're going to be slacking. You don't read things like you do, you used to. You don't fight for things like you once did.
Representative Richards opposes term limits at the state level. Despite Richards' name recognition and popularity, Hill hopes his constituents are ready for a change. Even as he seeks a 21st term, Richard says he doesn't take any re-election race for granted.
I've gone door to door 14 weeks. I'm just working hard. I think I have a great record, and I'm glad to run on it.
Richard says there are a few things he still wants to do in Frankfort that he hasn't been able to accomplish yet.
I've worked very hard on the veterans nursing home. I want to see that done. I do want to see Scottsville Road, six-laned.
Hill also pledges to seek funding for a veterans nursing home, while also supporting legislation to repeal the prevailing wage and make Kentucky a right-to-work state.
Everything needs to come to the floor and be voted on. Whether it's a Republican-sponsored bill or a Democrat-sponsored bill, citizens of Kentucky need to know what those bills are and need to know where their legislators stand.
Democrats have a 53-47 advantage in the House, which means Republicans need to pick up four seats to win the majority. If successful, the GOP would control the House, Senate, and governorship, not to mention Frankfort's agenda. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.